And so I invite you now, if you've not already done so, to close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that inner space, that inner sanctuary of your soul. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present and receptive to the Christ. Perhaps like Mary, it is fear that needs to be released. If so, take another deep breath and just let it go. Perhaps like the shepherds, it is some residual feeling of unworthiness or lack. Maybe it is a diagnosis or some appearance of disharmony in your life. Just breathe and feel these dissipate into the nothingness from which they came. Remain centered in the truth that you are worthy, you are qualified, you are one with the Most High. The Lord Emmanuel is with you now and always, and the Lord's power is greater than any earthly challenge. You are here on this earth to magnify and glorify the presence of God, the good. And so, like Mary, take this moment to open your heart to divine inspiration. Say to yourself, let it be with me. Let it be with me. Let it be that I move forward in this Advent season to joyfully expect the goodness of God. Let it be that I turn my pivotal soul away from any earthly challenges, appearances of lack and limitation, and to the promise of the Christ. And know above all, that the celebration of Jesus so long ago in Bethlehem gives you the faith to realize and act from your true nature as a spiritual being. In this consciousness, know that the angels are calling you, the heavenly hosts are inviting you to experience the rebirth of the Christ in your own being. As the angels said, I am bringing you good news of great joy. You are favored, you are loved. You are the very expression of life, peace, and wisdom of the divine. It's time to accept this and share your magnificence with the world. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. Dear God, sweet Spirit, we lift our hearts above and beyond any earthly challenge. So grateful for your inspiration, we remain open and receptive to your divine guidance in every area of our lives. Help us to make room for the rebirth of the Christ in the inn of our hearts. Let that Christ child born in Bethlehem be reborn in us this Christmas season. And so it is, and so we joyfully accept its being in the name and through the power of the Christ. Amen. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.